Hi, this is Lauren Allen, and you're listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays.
Welcome everybody to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday, so we could talk about the finale slash wedding episode. We're here with George and Gina, and our listeners include JL, Lana, Musina, and Pineapple Girl. What's good?
What's up, guys? 18 episodes.
Hey, everyone.
And we made it to the other side. So congratulations to everybody who had to endure these 18 episodes. It was a lot. It was not easy by any means.
Yeah, we finally got to the light at the end of the tunnel.
Finally. And now we got our two-part tell-all coming up, which actually doesn't look horrific. It looks okay. They brought some really messy people in there to get things as messy as possible. And I'm not upset. I'm not upset with it. I like to see people go at it. After we saw Rob and Jasmine go at it, we kind of want it now, right? Like we're craving that messiness.
Like, I think what makes me look forward to it is knowing it's only like two parts, because that means it's hopefully condensed with a lot of drama versus like four or five episodes where it's all like watered down.
Yeah, two parts is all that we should be subjected to, and that means that they have to give us all of the drama in each episode. So we're not gonna get like filtered, like, well, last time, the Last Resort one, it was only the first episode was good, then the other like four were a waste of time. We're not gonna get that. We're gonna get two good dramatic episodes and we'll be
But
done.
do we actually know that? Because episode one could be AOK, like it could be great, and then episode two can be a dud. Or
Well,
maybe.
we're hopeful, I guess.
Yeah, we're hopeful because it was five parts in the last one, and now there's only two. So I'm assuming they felt like all the footage they had was good. That's what I'm assuming.
True story. Okay, first part tonight, which wedding you want to talk about first?
Okay, so Shekinah and Sarper got married in their bedding, and I know it wouldn't have been appropriate, but Shekinah's daughter wasn't there. And I was like, obviously, you don't want to bring your daughter to a bedding because it's nasty. But it's just weird that she would choose to get married in such a way where her daughter couldn't participate. Because I know a lot of women, when their daughter gets married or their mother gets married, vice versa, women, that's a very special time. And like they get ready together, they get their hair done together, they go shopping together. Like it's a special thing. So the idea that she kind of got married and Sophie wasn't included in any part of the process, it's kind of weird to me, right? Did y'all feel like that?
Her daughter wasn't even mentioned.
She
Like, oh,
didn't.
my daughter can't be here because she's in school. Wasn't even brought up.
Yeah, it's like she didn't exist. And that struck me as odd because I was like, she made it seem like she couldn't marry Sharper, earlier in the season. She's like, well, if Sophie doesn't approve, if she doesn't think I'm doing the right thing, I won't do it. Her opinion is so important to me. And then we get down to the actual wedding. She wasn't even, I'm not saying she wasn't invited. She probably didn't want to go because she wants to see her mom in a skimpy outfit marrying a Chippendale dancer. Like, no, but the idea that she didn't even say Sophie's away at boarding school, I hope, wish that she could be there, or she's gonna be on FaceTime. She just didn't even mention her at all. That was crazy.
Yeah. And the sisters weren't there and et cetera. But I don't know. I just in the but the fact that like I think you're in first of all, like the fact that like Sarper was dressed as like a Chippendales guy or whatever. To me, it just like the whole thing felt obviously like just totally made for like it was just made for TV for the TV audience. So to me, I don't
His
even.
dance scared me. Like I was just like,
Yeah.
oh
But it
God.
just like didn't strike me as like a real wedding. It struck me as like a
Okay.
TV wedding.
So what you just said crossed my mind a lot tonight. I was thinking, what if Sarper and Shekinah got married off camera? And then this thing that they did for the show was, like you said, just for the show. It was stupid. It wasn't real. This was just for entertainment purposes. And what if there was a wedding that Sarper was at and her sisters were at and her parents were at, but we just didn't get to see it?
Yeah, like, or even if, like, I mean, that to me, that sounds very plausible, but even if it wasn't like, even if they didn't do like a full-fledged private other wedding, I could see them doing just like a more of a
Vow
unofficial,
renewal.
yeah, like a renewal-esque unofficial kind of thing with family.
Yeah, that's true. And Pineapple Girls, coincidentally, they were the 90th wedding. So yeah, we knew that the 90th wedding was coming up because TLC sent out those really dry cakes to all of their partner puppets. I had a really weird feeling that Sarper and Shekinah were going to get to be the 90th wedding because they kind of have become like network favorite pets. Like the network has adopted them as their favorites, even though the fans don't feel that way. The network seems to think that they're hot shit. You know, like how they held Angela to the highest standard for the longest time. That's kind of how they're holding Sarper and Shekinah, like they're holding them to the highest standard. So yeah, I was a little annoyed when I realized that they gave that honor to Sarper and Shekinah of all of the, because Joan and Greg had a really nice wedding. And I mean, I don't know if the numbers actually aligned to where they actually were the 90th, if they were going by dates. We don't know what day they actually got married on, because you know all these people have been married for a year. So technically, maybe Sarper and Shekinah really were the 90th. I don't believe that for like 5 seconds. I think that the network chose them because the network has always favorited them, and I just think it's annoying.
Yeah, and like even the part where there was a trailer for the tell-all, and then it had like the professional shoot picture of like all the cast standing. For the promo picture of all the cast for the tell-all, like, and if you notice, like the couple that's in the middle of the whole cast is like Sharper and Shekinah, like they're the most important out of the whole cast.
Yeah, everyone's the Duff.
The Shekarpers, right? Like, I don't know, and I know that the network does it because they pick one couple every season that they just love, and Lauren and Alexi was that couple once, and Darcy and I don't know, whoever the hell she was with at the time was one. They always pick that one person and they put them on a pedestal. And Shekinah, oh, Gino and Jasmine were on the pedestal for a while too. And they do this. And I just don't, it's not warranted though. It's not fan driven. It's not fan based. It's just whoever the network favorites. And it's just annoying because it's usually the fakest people on the show. Like usually it's people that don't have any real storyline, they're just easy to dislike, and that's what the network seems to pick, and it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's almost like Sarper and Shekinah. It's like, you know, like in the record industry, it's like they'll have the music artist. It's like the machine is behind whether you're a fan of them or not, but they get all the promo and they get all this and all that and the special treatment and they get shoved down your throat. So they're kind of like Sarper and Shekinah, they have like the machine behind them, you know?
And it's annoying and it bothers me because I know that with them getting that 90th wedding thing and they were in the cake, I know that they're going to be back. We're going to have to deal with again, and that irritates me the most because other than the throuple, I think watching them was the most annoying I've felt this season because I just don't care. Like, you know how you're watching something and I don't care if they get married or not, I don't care if they love each other. I just don't care. Like, I'm not invested. And I don't know if it's because they're just so plastic and basic and stupid that I can't get into the storyline, but I literally don't care. So the idea that they're gonna come back again on whatever show, Happily Ever After, I'm assuming at some point, it's really, really annoying because
And last resort.
yeah, and last resort. And so we're like locked in for years and years of these uninteresting plastic people. And it hurts me deeply because I remember I posted on my story today the Danielle and Muhammad scene where she grabbed that big notebook binder of like 7,000 pages and threw it at him. That's what I want. I miss that. And instead they're giving me Shekarper. I'm so sick of it.
And then, yeah, and like also the whole Sarper and Shekinah thing, they're parlaying. I haven't posted about it, and I'm sure no other blogger even knows about it. But yeah, like Sarper is doing this thing called like boot laugh, which like it's like kind of it's like a combination of like fitness, laughs, stand-up comedy, exercise, and dance for an hour-long class. And it's like a paid thing. I think it's like $40 for tickets or something. So he's turning his like reality TV fame into like gigs of where he's doing this like boot laugh thing. So they're all monetizing their fame now. So like they're leaning into it and like they're never gonna let go.
Well, yeah, he came over here to be a reality star. And I think Shekinah, she feels the same way. She's like, oh, I'm going to be a reality star. I'm going to be a Kardashian Jenner. Like, she thinks that that's what they're going to be. And my question, though, is who's buying tickets to a comedy slash exercise class? Like, I don't know. When I go to a comedy show, I don't particularly want to exercise while I'm there. I usually order drinks or order chicken wings. So that's a weird combination for me. So the fact that he's doing this, and actually, Pineapple Girl says he's been doing this for a while. Who's buying tickets to that? Like, I don't know. That's a weird thing for me, but I did see the flyer and it did advertise that Shekinah was there. And I guess to meet them or whatever. So yeah, they're taking this as a monetization of their fame or that they think they got from the show. And don't get me wrong, there are some supporters of them. Every now and then when I say something negative about them, I get attacked. So there are some people who stand behind Sarper and Shekinah. And, you know, I get it. Maybe those are the people that are buying the tickets. Cause I can't imagine who else. Cause I asked you, Shibuti, I was like, Shibuti, that's not super far from where you are. Would you go? And you were like, probably not. You know, like probably not. That's definitely not something that I want to spend, you know, my time doing.
This is just for our listeners. I haven't posted about this event, and no, not many people would know about it. But it's on the East Coast in Maryland. But anyway, it would be weird spending like my Thursday, a Thursday, third, you know, in the middle of a work week on a Thursday to go to a 1 hour Sarper exercise comedy class.
Well, right, you're gonna travel that far to go to an exercise class. Like, no, there's a Planet Fitness really close to your house. There always is. There's no purpose to spend $40 to go work out. Like, no, not a chance.
True, by the way, like this is kind of a crowbar, but I want to give a shout out to like Mark of Mark and Mina fame, because he's very like kind as far as like he be, oh, I guess I could read a DM because it was complimentary. I don't think he would mind, but he said, this is to me, he says, I love your humor, my friend, and I know Mina and Jade love your posts and podcasts, bro. And he said, me too, bro. Cheers. So they're big fans of us, basically.
Mark and Rena? Really? After all of the
Wow.
wig jokes I put out there?
The
But now you know
Scooby the
something.
Wig jokes.
If Nina's a
Wow.
fan, then I guess you can't make wig jokes tonight. I know. Now I'm gonna. Oh man, and I really wanted to because that wig was pulled back so far tonight. You know what? You know what? They're fans of the show. I'm gonna refrain from insulting her tonight. I'm not gonna do it. I did not realize that she was listening. Now I feel bad because you know I've dedicated so much time to talk about this woman's wig. So now I feel really bad. I had no idea she was listening.
Though it's like at the same time when I was here, when I heard from Mark, it's the same time I posted my tweet post, which was, well, I put it on Instagram too, but it was the one where Mina's wig looked like Steven Seagal.
There was so many, and it's like she rocks so many different like styles with the wig on the show. And it was almost like she wanted to be a meme and maybe she didn't. But tonight, man, tonight, it was really difficult for me to be nice because it was that wig was pulled so far back. It was like it was running away. Like it was trying to escape. Cause I was like, why is it so far back? Did they not have the pins? You know, you're supposed to use the pin to get it in there. And I was like, it is running away. It was like she was walking in front of like one of those. You know those blowers that blows leaves and it would blow it. Yet I was just like, damn.
Well, nice just went out the window and core
No,
jawed George.
she looked great at the
They
wedding. I
all look
wasn't done.
great.
I wasn't done. She looked great at the wedding. Her makeup was nice. I'm gonna skip over her hair, but her dress was good. I thought that Maria did a good job as a little ring bearer girl. She stole the show.
Flower girl.
Flower girl. Yeah. So I was gonna say the wedding venue that they chose, it was really, really nice. The wedding was nice. And then running off into the air and getting on the plane, that was some high class shit right there. Right? It's not like getting married in a cheap ass hotel room that probably has semen everywhere. They got on an airplane and flew off into the sunset. Like that was some high class shit.
Shakarpa semen is still in there even after a
Is still in
year.
the pool at the hotel, by the way.
Ew, don't get pregnant, ladies. Don't get pregnant in the pool.
Oh my
True.
God.
Oh my God. I was gonna say something now I forgot. I don't know. I forgot. It can't slip my mind. Sorry, go ahead. Somebody take over.
Well, I just want to say to Mark and Mina, Thanks for the support. We love, at the end of the day, we love you both because you make the season so much easier to get through. You were fun to talk about. You were fun.
Oh, by the way, I remember what I was gonna say. Because you know I'm a big like well, more so than you at least. I'm a big like NFL fan, National Football League. Because remember we figured out like Gabe Neighbors' brother or something or cousin is like Malik Neighbors of the New York Giants. So then I asked like Mark if he's met Malik Neighbors, because he's like a Malik Neighbors is like pretty famous and successful. So then Mark, I don't think he would mind me saying, he says, no, I have not met is I'm just going to fill it in. No, I have not met Malik Neighbors, but he is related to Gabe. But I'll let Gabe speak to that since Gabe played in the NFL as well with the LA Chargers for 2 years. Much respect for Gabe and Malik, both amazing athletes. So that's what Mark said.
Oh, so the famous guy didn't come to the wedding, because I was wondering that. I was
Because why would he go anyways? Because it's his, like, Mark's
it's
son-in-law's
uncle's,
nephew.
yeah, it's his uncle's, whatever you just said. But you know, sometimes famous people do go to family stuff.
Yeah, you think if he has like a public, if he has like a, I don't know how much of a team he has as far as marketing and stuff, but you'd think if he had, because obviously like people like LeBron James or something like that, they would say, hey, LeBron, not LeBron, but because he doesn't need more exposure, but you know what I mean? But they would say, hey, LeBron, like come, if you want to be appear on TV, come to this like TV wedding of your from someone in your family, and then they would show up on TV.
I was looking in the crowd. I was, because that crossed my mind because I saw Gabe was there, but obviously Gabe was going to be there because he's Jordan's husband. But I was like, so wait, how famous are we going here? Because you know, every now and then people have, I think Darcy and Stacy, one of their cousins, now that I need to know the information, I'm not going to remember. The one of their cousins is married to a retired basketball player.
Oh yes,
I
Ben.
can't for the life of
I'll
me.
figure it out.
Yeah, and he showed. I want to say that he was at one of the girls' weddings. So that's what I was. That's why it crossed my mind. Because and this guy is like super uber famous. Because I remember when I was at the NBA All-Star game, he was there. And he was sitting kind of close to Adele, but he was sitting kind of close to me, and I recognized him. And I DM'd Darcy, and I was like, "Oh my God, so and so is right here," and she was like, "Oh, that's my family or whatever." So that's why it crossed my mind.
Sure. Well, if you find figure it out, let me know.
Yeah, Gino, let me know if you can figure out that NBA player's name. I can't remember now.
True. All right. So let's see what. Oh, let's talk about like Maddie and Stevie. Right. Well, and again, I hate to be like, well, you know how we all have critical eyes and we're always ball busting. One thing that jumped out at me was, and again, I'm not trying to be a hater because what because I like Stevie, but like, what's up with the cake only being one layer?
Yeah, I saw that too. The cake is supposed to be for a wedding, three tiers minimally. It can go higher, but the tiers are supposed to be minimal. So yeah, I did see that and I was like, well, maybe they took the cheaper way out. I wasn't sure, but yeah, I noticed that too.
No, and then I want to say shout out to Stevie for making like the I'm familiar with it, but like it was a thing, it was called like half scene. It's like a New Year's tradition for Persian people. So she made that whole display for Amadi. I thought that was very thoughtful.
Wait a minute. I think I figured it out.
I
Oh,
think
the
it's
NBA.
Shannon Allen.
Shannon Allen.
Yes, and the guy's name is Ray Allen.
No, well, the actual guy is Ray Allen or what? Who's?
That's the guy, right? Do you
Well,
know?
the Ray Allen is super famous, but who's Shannon Allen?
That's his wife, and that's Darcy and Stacy's cousin.
Oh, Ray Allen's wife is Darcy and Stacey's cousin?
Correct.
Oh, well, Ray Allen is super famous because he was also, aside from being an NBA star. Well, he's retired, but he was in that movie. I think it was, is it like He Got Game or something?
Oh, was he? I don't remember. Yeah, I'm not big into sports and stuff, but yeah, Ray Allen and Shannon were at, I think, Stacy's wedding, but this is their family. So that's when I thought, I was like, oh, I wonder if Malik is going to be at Mark's wedding. But like you said, these are closer family because I'm pretty sure that Shannon is a cousin. Like one of Stacy and Stacy's parents' sisters is her mother. So this was like a closer family member. But yeah, that's where I was getting that from. But yeah, they're super uber famous. And actually, they were featured on one of he was featured on one of their episodes of Darcy and Stacy, where because they live in Miami, and Dwight and Darcy and Stacy moved to Miami. They spent some time at Ray Allen's house, and they filmed in the house. The house, oh my God, like oh my God, these people are rich. Okay, like these people are rich, rich, and that Ray Allen has a couple of sons, and they're really good at basketball too. So they're probably going to get drafted at some point.
Yeah, but no, like Ray Allen, he was so yeah, he was in aside from the NBA and all that, he was in the He Got Game, which is a Spike Lee joint, which is a really good movie. So yeah, yeah, obviously he's like top tier NBA guy.
Uber, yeah, and but they got him on the show. They got him to show up to the wedding, and they filmed with him on Stacey. So that was huge, because when you got that type of level caliber of fame, and you get them to be on your reality show, that's a big deal.
Yeah, because like it's one thing to be an NBA guy, but like Ray Allen, he's like he's a well, I'm just looking at his Instagram bio, two-time NBA champion and a Hall of Famer.
And he's a 10-time NBA All-Star, which is insane. And he's in the NBA Hall of Fame, obviously, two-time. Yeah. This guy, he's the real deal. So yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, oh, I wonder if Malik is gonna show up. That'll be the second time that we got a big name NBA NFL person to show up on 90 Day, but he didn't show up.
True. So hopefully, with me needling Mark about Malik Nabers, maybe that'll inspire him to like be more to. Well, first of all, he hasn't met him yet, so first he needs to meet him.
Well, yeah, they have to actually meet. So he's got to get Gabe to get him around somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, just say
Oh,
Gabe. There's this blogger, podcaster type dude, Shabuti. He's a big sports fan. Like, can y'all crowbar yourselves into our lives so we could have something cool for Instagram?
we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that would
Okay,
be my
so yeah, we were talking, let's get back. We were talking about Madi and Stevie, and yeah, you were talking about the say it again, what was the name of it?
okay. What? Oh, okay. I was talking about there's a thing, and I did a retweet on Twitter if people don't know what I'm talking about, but anyway. It was it's like a Persian like New Year's tradition. It's called Hafsin, which is like it's a display, and there's different things in the display, and each thing in the display has a different meaning. But it's like a New Year's kind of tradition. But it's very the fact that like Stevie set it up, it was very like thoughtful and sweet of her to do that.
Yeah, I was surprised. A lot of people were calling her self-centered, and they call her names all season. So I was like, y'all got to apologize because what she did was very thoughtful and respectful of his culture. Because a lot of people were like, oh, she don't care about your culture. She don't care about. She was very kind, and that was something that he walked in and saw, and he got super emotional. So you know that it resonated with him, especially somebody.
She used Google. She used Google for help on that one.
Yeah,
But
that's
that's
all you know
good.
how to do. And they got married 3 days before the Iranian New Year. So it was perfect. It was perfect for the date. It was perfect for the wedding. And she went out there to do that. So y'all got to apologize. Stop calling her so self-centered and rude. She did something nice.
True. Oh, by the way, real quick, going back to like the tell-all preview, I'm pretty sure in the tell-all preview it showed it was like Danielle was the one going back and forth with like Stevie and Madi, right?
I
I
think
saw
she got on someone's ass,
and then Madi was just like, "Why are you bringing in drama or something like that?" I think it was something like that.
And then I think Amani was like, you need to get your man. She said that to Stevie. And then everybody was just yelling back and forth. I don't really know what started it, but it did seem like Madi got up and was like yelling at, it kind of looked like Danielle.
Yeah, I think the bigger beef was just it was like Danielle versus like Madi and Stevie or something.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, I guess the biggest beef, there's multiple beefs to keep track of, but there was the headliner beef, I guess, was like Danielle versus Shekinah, and then the sub beef was maybe like Dan, maybe like Stevie and Madi came, maybe they went again, I don't know for sure. Maybe they came to Shekinah's defense, and then it turned into like the Danielle versus Stevie Madi as well. the
That's
secondary
probably
piece.
true. I can see that because when someone is attacking your fellow cast member, your first thought would be to defend them. And then she probably was like, well, if you want to go, let's. She took them all on. And it got pretty crazy because it looked like Mahdi was pointing at Danielle, and Danielle got up and got in his face like she was going to punch him in the face. It got pretty wild. And then I heard one of the cast say, I'm not, I think Shekinah was like, I'm not filming nothing else until you get rid of that bitch. And I was like, oh, shit's getting real. Like, cause she walked off the set, like, well, I ain't filming nothing until she gone. So I don't know if they're actually gonna kick her out now because of it or what, but it did seem like it was getting to that point where she was like, well, this is my season. I'm supposed to be at this tell-all. If you wanna film with me, get rid of her. And that's a pretty logical ask because she's not supposed to be there. You know, like if she's gonna make it impossible for people to interact, then maybe, you know, she's right.
Yeah, but I think you know how like Jasmine is like a network pet, meaning like she'll do whatever the network say. If they say jump, Jasmine will say how high. Do you think Shekinah falls in the same thing as far as like if they tell Shekinah to do something, she says, how high do you want me to jump or what?
Well, yeah, that's how she earned her status as the network pet. You know, it's how bad you want to play ball. And I think Sarper and Shekinah will do anything, no matter what. Like we have watched them progress over the last couple of seasons, and nothing is off limits. They even created that plot of Sarper pulling her hair out, and I would have never went along with that. You know, that puts a really bad picture of who he is as a person. I would have never allowed that to air, but I think the network told them to do it. And they were like, whatever you want me to do, I'm gonna do. So yeah, I think that they're definitely network pets for a reason.
True. And then I but they didn't show who tied Mahdi's tie finally, did they? No, because just the one scene, all of a sudden he had his tie tied up. I'm surprised they didn't show that. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see, and I think somebody else was trying to figure out how to tie a tie tonight too, weren't they?
Well,
Juan,
his homeboy.
Juan, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Juan. Yeah, tie a tie. It's not something you do regularly. I remember I had that wear a tie recently, and I had to have someone tie it for me. It's not, but it's funny because when I was younger, I remember knowing how to do it, but I can't do it now. And everybody's like, "Oh, go on YouTube," and I was like, "Somebody tie this damn tie, or I'm not gonna wear it. Like, I'm not going on YouTube. I'm not trying to figure out how to tie it, or I'm not gonna wear it. Stop playing with me."
True. Anything else notable? It was funny when the dad was like, oh, well, didn't he
I
say,
thought she was
well,
a lesbian.
yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. And I just want to shout out the dad for showing up and walking her down the aisle, even though he didn't, first of all, he didn't even agree. He didn't even really like the guy and he still showed up. I thought that was big of him. Because you know, guys, he's basically a racist, right? It's like basically, but he still showed up and he still was respectful or whatever, which I thought was good.
Allegedly, reportedly, okay, I don't know.
Well,
But
yeah, it could just
no,
be
but
that the narrative fit well because he's from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You would assume people there are racist, so maybe that's what they wanted you to believe. It might not be true.
True, but yeah, and then let me give another similar in the similar vein of like Mark shout out. Like I'll give Stevie a shout out in the sense of she laughs at a lot of, at my memes and stuff. So let's give her a shout out for having a good sense of humor as well.
Yeah, she does have a good sense of humor. And I think that I was watching a TikTok the other day from Mahdi, and he has a good sense of humor too. He was going over some mean tweets or something along the lines of that. And he had a pretty good sense of humor about it. And he was explaining, you know, some of his side of it. And I thought he was pretty, you know, okay with the fact that people were saying horrible things about him. Because, you know, a lot of people, they don't take it too well. But
Oh, but by the way, do you want me to read the results of I did a Twitter poll today and I asked, do you think Mahdi eats the cat?
oh yeah, I saw the poll. I know how I answered. Gina, should we go over the poll?
I could
Let's
pull it.
do it.
I'm pulling it up. So, okay. I posted it like 12 hours ago. And so the results are so far at this point. Well, the full says is, hey, I was like, do you think Mahdi eats the cat emoji? Okay. So 16% said yes, meow, and 84% said no, he's uptight.
Yeah, that's how I answered. I said no.
True. So,
Okay.
yeah. 80%+ say no, he doesn't eat pussy.
He's usually really uncomfortable with everything, and I'm gonna go ahead and say he would probably be uncomfortable with that, because he would say, in Iran, we don't do that. That's usually what he says. He's like, in Iran, we would never do that. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that in Iran, he would never do that.
By the way, this is a funny reply on Twitter. It says like, this is a remember how he reacted to the actual cat. So if he reacts that way to the actual cat, he's probably gonna react adversely to the other kind of cat.
I mean, I kind of feel like he's anti-woman in general, but that's just my opinion. Because it's funny, because he was always thinking, I think she's bisexual. And I was like, I think you are. But that's my opinion. I was like, the way that you react to women is kind of weird, but I have to remember in his culture, that's just how they are.
True. All right. As far as okay, what other weddings do you want to talk about?
Oh, so we did Sarper and Shekinah.
Did we do Jess?
Jessica and one got married, which one was procrastinating his vows. So a lot of people were saying, though, that means that he doesn't really want to get married. I actually think people have one all wrong. Because here's my theory. I feel like he's had every opportunity to run from this marriage and run from the responsibility of being a dad, and he hasn't. So I actually don't think that, because everyone's like, oh, he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be a dad. He doesn't want any of this. And I was like, but he's had every opportunity to just not be there. He could have easily stayed on the cruise ship, changed his phone number, never talked to Jessica again. Like, if he really wanted to not be a part of this, he didn't have to. So I think people have him completely wrong. So I don't think him procrastinating the vows meant that he doesn't want to marry her. I think he's just a procrastinator, because I can be a procrastinator as well. I know I have something to do, and I wait till the absolutely last minute to do it, because I feel like my best work is done under pressure. So sometimes I'll do that on purpose, and I'll be fine. So I think that people are trying to say, oh, because I also did a poll and I asked, what couples do you think are gonna last and what couples aren't? And people seem to think Jessica and Juan aren't gonna last. I disagree. I think they're gonna last.
I think the more boring the couple, the more likely they'll last as far as TV.
Their biggest fight was she didn't speak Spanish good enough. And like you said, Shibuti, she was grinning the whole time they had that fight, so you know that it was fake.
And then no, it's funny then, and I did their wedding was after the Maddie Stevie wedding, and then their wedding, I noticed they had like a three-layer cake, and I was impressed compared to the other cake.
Well, yeah, a wedding cake is it should be a minimal of 3 layers. I don't know why I didn't make the rules, but I've never been to a wedding where the cake was less than. I've been to a wedding where the cake was 6 layers, but I've never been to a wedding where it was less than three. I ain't never seen that before. Like, that's just a Walmart cake, right? Like, if it's only one layer, that's just a Walmart cake.
That's like a Costco cake at best,
Well, yeah, and if you're not showing out, you shouldn't even be getting married. You got to show out.
But anyway, so Juan and Jessica had a fancy cake. So based on the cake, it sounds like they have a strong wedding slash marriage.
Well, the wedding venue was really nice, and they did get married in February of last year in the middle of winter in Colorado. So it was cold. I think you could see some of the older people were wrapped in blankets. But the actual venue itself was still really nice. I would have rather have been inside, but
Like they got married in February of 2024 or 2025.
2024.
Okay, then they filmed that a long time ago
Yeah,
then.
the wedding was February of 2024, and they've been, silent about their marriage this whole time. I mean, I knew the whole time. Most people knew the whole time, because when you get here, you only got 90 days, so we can do math. We knew that they got married, but yeah, and a lot of these other weddings happened in early of 2024 as well.
Yeah, so that's a lot of old footage sitting in the can for a long ass time.
Yeah, that gives you an idea of the long gap between filming and when we get these shows. Because imagine if they didn't already have a baby, they probably would have got pregnant and had a baby before we even knew they were married. Because that's how long it would have taken.
Yeah, and I mean, I wonder when I like for happily. I know this is not part of the topics, but. Happily ever after, for example, like Guillermo and all that shit. I'm wondering when that was all filmed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, we know that they split up around July of 2024. Like, we know that. So I'm assuming they were filming somewhere around there, because when they were filming, they were still living together. And then
True.
by the time filming, well, before filming was over, they weren't living together anymore. So I'm assuming they probably started in May, I'm assuming, and then they were probably done in September. That's just my thought.
It's kind of interesting because Hunt for Love is like more fresher footage, and that's on air before a lot of these other things.
That's true. Now that you say that, that is true, because that was filmed
Like
August, September.
September, October, November.
Yeah, that's true. That it had a quicker turnaround than this season of 90 Day Fiance. And I don't know why. I don't know specifically why they did it that way. But remember we were talking about Single Life. So Single Life has been casted now. And it is starting to film this month. Because I'm not talking about that. So, but that gives it a December, January, February air date. So there's still a huge gap in time. And for Gino, he's been filming for a couple months now. But for the other cast, now that I know for sure, I have a list of everybody that got casted. I know that it's fully cast now, and I know that a lot of people are starting filming this month.
Okay, well, remember how I reported that they're film, this is like maybe a month ago, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago or something, they're filming like in LA, downtown LA and in Los Angeles. So do you know who probably that was filming in LA? Rob the Knob?
I mean, I know who it was, that was filming, and it's not Rob. It's not Rob. I'll just say that. It's not Rob.
Oh, but you can't say publicly.
I can't say specifically who it is. It's not who you think.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to directly to one space. It's not her. Yeah, it's not her.
Okay. Well, if you can't say publicly, hopefully you'll find some other ways to let me know.
I'll tell you, but I can't say specifically right this second. But
True.
I have the full cast list, which I will be able to share with everyone really soon. But as of once everything starts filming, then I can speak more freely, because once they're out in the wild and they're filming, it's not a secret anymore. But like as of right now, if I was to say something, they would know it came from me, because nobody, not everyone hasn't started filming yet, so they would know. But like once, like remember when Gino and his girl Natalie were out filming in the wild? It's not a secret, because people have seen it. There's pictures, there's videos, so it's easier for you to get away with leaking that information. But as of now, everyone hasn't started filming yet.
True. All right. Well, yeah, I look forward to hearing more on that. All right. As far as tonight's episode, again, I'm trying to think of any other people we need to talk
Well, the throuple was on, because
about.
instead of their wedding, he had to. Well, we knew that the storyline needed to end in divorce, because nothing was going to come of this throuple. So Amani said really nasty shit tonight, and I was really angry at the way she treated Ani, because she's like, "Oh, you're disgusting. Even when I was poor, I would never dance for money. You're disgusting." And I was like, "See, that's a problem for me, because you went to a strip club, you met her in the strip club, you had no issue with what she did for a living, but now you're trying to belittle her because she dances." And see, I don't like that. I don't like when you know what someone does, you know what they're about, you look past it, but then when you're upset, you use that information against them and you try to make it seem like you're better than them. And I was like, you're not better than her because you've never danced for money. Like it's 2025. If somebody wants to be a dancer, they want to do OnlyFans, they want to be an escort, that doesn't make them below you. Everybody's career choice is their career choice, and you don't get to belittle them because you don't agree with their career choice.
Well, let me just before I mention, let me just check something real quick. Yeah, okay. So somebody, well, they're, I think it's fair to say they're like a friend of the podcast, but like reality TV FOMO, they did a meme on Amani, and they captioned it like they have a picture of Amani, and it says beautiful on the outside, and then on the bottom part it says shaming sex workers using mental illness as an insult on the inside.
Yeah, I was really shocked, because I was like, because she recently posted that video of her twerking on her husband with no underwear on in the club. And I was like, that's pretty close to dancing, in a club with no clothes on. So I was like, How dare you come to this woman and tell her that she's below you because she's a dancer when you went to the club and watched her dance and decided that you wanted to marry her, supposedly? Like, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't like when people try to belittle people based on their country of origin or based on their career choice or just because you're mad at them. It's like just because you're mad at her at the moment doesn't give you the right to say that she's below you in every possible sense of the word.
So maybe the nanny story is true.
Oh, it is definitely true, bro. Like I've been watching everything that she does and the things that she says, and I do see truth in that story about her. Like, for instance, it's really weird because she said that really mean stuff about the 90 of Bad Boys. And then did you see the other day that they were all together? So, like I said, I think that she likes to start crap with people, but it's fake crap. Like, I think that the 90 of Bad Boys were probably in on it. I feel like when
She
she.
can dish it, but she can't take it.
Well, yeah,
That's her
I see
problem.
that too. I see that too. She wants to say horrible things about people, but when people go online and say horrible things about her and she wants to address the comments, she's really pissed off. And it's like, if you want to say nasty stuff about people are going to say nasty stuff about you. You got to be ready.
And I
True.
know we don't like her, but she came after Sophie for no reason at all,
That
because
was before they even
Sophie got work done. So did she. I didn't even recognize her.
that was before the season even started too. And did you see on the tell-all that it looks like she's had even more work done?
I'm like, who is that in the green? I
Yeah,
was trying to
look.
figure it out. I'm like,
Yeah, she
oh.
looks like a she's trying to be like a superhero or something.
She looks, yeah, she's had a lot of work done. And you know, also I wanted to address this Sophie post too, because she's obviously not on this season, but she posted that she was brutally assaulted at a nightclub, I believe she said, by some crazy person. And she posted some photos of her face all
Where
bloody.
did you see her mention a nightclub or whatever?
I
Because
just assume.
that wasn't in her post, though.
Oh, I assume that's where she was because.
But I'm saying she didn't say that. She didn't say specifics, so we don't
Okay,
know.
so she didn't say where she was. Scratch that. She was assaulted by someone in a public space. I don't know. I guess I assume that because she basically only goes to nightclubs every night. I can't prove that's where she was. That's just my assumption. But she said that this crazy person attacked her and the police are involved and she's got stitches in her face. And that's pretty serious, you know. Talking crap and dealing with internet bullies is one thing, but being brutally assaulted or attacked in a public space is scary. And you know, it makes me wonder what could have provoked this attack. What would make somebody want to do that? Did she know the person? Because she wasn't very specific either. She just said it was by a crazy person. And I was like, well, is it a crazy person that you know or a crazy person that you don't know? Like, I had a million questions. But at the end of the day, nobody deserves to be assaulted, attacked, or hurt. And period. I don't care if they're likable or not. No one deserves that. So if this is true, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll catch this person so they can't do something like that again.
True. Yeah, it's rare that because I know Sophie's not a big fan of yours truly, but I posted her post, so it's rare that I, you know, put away any personal grievances and like share some stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We don't condone violence. We don't,
Oh no, I
so.
don't want anybody getting attacked, and you know, I can't stand her. But at the end of the day, nobody deserves to go out into a public space and be assaulted. No one. And I don't care how I feel about you. You just, that's not fair. It's not okay. And she said she had to get stitches in her face, and she posted some pretty trigger warning photos. It showed like blood and everything. So be careful if you're going to look, you know, at the, because there's no trigger warning. There's no disclaimer, so it might catch you off guard.
True, by the way, two things. One, I just want to remind people that like to listen live, when you join, like if you join and your name is like Zoom user, my suggestion to you would be to like rename it to like somebody we know, like a username that we know. So let me give it. So I apologize to Coco Puff, who I guess tried to join earlier as a Zoom user. And I, since I had posted it on Twitter, I like booted him out for shits and giggles, but I didn't know it was Cocoa Puff. So I'm sorry, Cocoa Puff. But next time when you join, just rename yourself so we know it's you.
Oh yeah, Cocoa Puff. She's been in here with that name before.
You know what I'm saying? This time actually came in as user, Zoom user. So I'm just saying in the future, Cocoa Puff, if you join, rename yourself from away from an anonymous name.
Oh yeah. Only because those people that join anonymously, we had some issues in the beginning where they were like posting horrible stuff in the chat, like weird photos and stuff. So we just want to make sure that it's fans and people that aren't in here to cause issues. That's all it is.
True. Speaking of fans, you want before we end it, you want to talk to Lana real quick?
Yeah, we need to talk
Yeah.
to Lana because I want to know what happened.
With the ghost gun.
Yeah.
No, with the real gun, like fly, the flashy.
Hey guys.
Hey, Lana.
Hey Lana.
Hi. Well, it's really weird because that night it was so quiet after that. Like I didn't hear nothing. But then the next morning, my camera, I have a camera over my garage and it kept going off. So I kept looking and I was like, what are all these damn cars? I mean, it was just cars back and forth going behind each other. They were literally blocking off the little corner right there. They were all undercovers, all of them.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say they're all undercover.
Yes, they were all undercovers. And next thing you know, I see three cop cars. And the cop cars, by then, there's so many cars out there that by then the cop cars are in front are at my house. You know? So they're right in front of my cameras parked. And sure enough, they had a search warrant. They busted in that house. I really believe that that night they may have threw somebody in the car that got shot and dumped them at the emergency room and took off. Because they do that a lot here.
Really?
Oh,
Damn.
yes. They don't want to be involved. So they just throw them in the car. They don't call an ambulance. They don't do shit. They just throw them in a car, go and dump them at emergency and take off.
I've only seen that happen in movies, so that's crazy. That's
Yeah,
wild.
that
Yeah.
shit happens here.
Which house? Well, how close was the house to yours?
Two houses from, like I said, I'm on a corner also. So it's on the side of my house where my garage is. And that house is two houses away from where my garage sits. So I have a neighbor next door. He's a single dad with four or five kids. And then there's a house next door to him where an old man lives that we rarely see. And then next door to him is where they raided.
Wow.
And like I told you guys, I could see it. I was in my bedroom listening to the podcast when it happened. So I could see it through my backyard. I could see the flashbangs, through my
Did the cops
backyard.
ask you for your ring cam at all, or any cameras or anything like
No,
that?
you know what? I'm
No.
surprised they didn't, but my camera wouldn't have caught it because my camera faces, let's see, north, south, west.
Like Lana, like what when it was happening at the moment, what was more jarring, the like visual of the flashes or the sound of a gunshot?
It was the sound because when I heard like the first maybe one or two shots, I was like, wait a minute, because I was so deep into listening to the conversation with you guys. And so I was like, wait a minute. And then when I heard the third one, I got up from my chair and I looked out, and that's when I seen the bangs of the rest. There was at least, I want to say 10 shots at least.
But like when you saw the flashing whatever, that what you saw it from like inside of a house, you saw flashes, or they were outside or something?
No, it was outside. It looked to be outside. If not, it was mighty bright. You know what I mean? I'm because, oh, matter of fact, earlier that evening, I think I heard a lot of people out there and I thought maybe there's a party going on somewhere. Because I could have sworn I heard a lot of people. I didn't hear a lot of loud music, but I heard a lot of people. But something freaking happened that night because they had that place surrounded the next morning.
Did they take anybody in cuffs or?
Oh yeah, they took like I want to say back to back three young guys, back to back, handcuffed and all.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Damn.
it was crazy, and I just kept thinking because after the podcast was over that night, and I was thinking, man, I never heard a damn siren, never heard shit. What the hell? I go, I know somebody heard all those shots, you know?
Like how many 90 Day Fiancé podcasts could say like they get interrupted by their number one listener being witness to like an alleged murder?
Right?
We hear
I'm telling you, it's
gunshots,
crazy. It's so
unsolved
crazy.
mysteries.
And it's so crazy that it happened right during the podcast. I was just getting into it, you know? And that's why I wrote in the podcast really quick. I was like, oh shit. Because that's what I felt at that exact moment I heard those shots. I was just like, oh shit. Let me put this on there so they know that, hey, Lana was on the podcast at this time and she warned us that something was going down, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah, well, if you find, try to, I don't know, talk to some nose na talk to some neighbors that are nosier than you and see if you could get more
Right.
information.
And I know exactly who that is. That would be my neighbor across the street. I just have to catch her and she'll tell me. I'm sure she's seen some things because she's
I'm
seen
sure
them.
she
They
already
had to have, because
knows.
the cop cars were all in front right there. I mean, on the side of the house right there. There was undercovers blocked where their little street is because nobody could come through. There's like three ways of coming through that street, and nobody could come through that street. They were all blocked off.
Interesting. Yeah, well, you're not really a good you're not going to make people travel to Fresno with all your stories.
Right?
No. No.
I'll tell you, I can get some doozies. It'll be so quiet here a majority of the time. And next thing you know, there's some action going on, you know, like the pervert trying to pick up the little girl. And, you know, there's just shit and I gotta catch it, you
Oh,
know?
well, I think I found the article.
You found an
Really?
article on related to that event?
Yeah.
No
Really? What does
way.
it say? I didn't even see anything.
This is me here we're talking about. A man killed in Fresno shooting named by police 2 days ago, Nicholas Bolanos, a 33-year-old, was shot and killed in Fresno on, oh, this was on Thursday, but that's weird that it was posted 2 days ago.
Oh no,
Hold on.
this was Friday.
Yeah,
Yeah,
shots
that was
fired.
Friday. Yeah, it sure
Are
was.
you in the
Because I was
Crystal and
thinking
Griffith
we did
Avenue
do a
area?
Thursday. We did do a Thursday podcast, but no, it was Friday. You're right.
Wait, what was
Wait,
the area, Gina?
are you in a, because this was posted, oh, scheisse. This was posted on, okay, still June 12th. It's weird. The news is behind.
What was the area you asked Lana?
It was Thursday, Crystal and Griffith Avenue in Fresno.
Okay, that's not very far. Matter of fact, we have a house on Griffith.
Well,
In
someone
the
was shot there too, so go figure.
Yeah, I
And there
think I
is
did hear
another
about
different
that one.
shooting.
I think I did hear about that one, but I didn't hear shit about this one over here. All I heard was
No.
shots, you know?
Another, yeah.
And so I'm like, why would the cops be there the very next freaking morning, literally? Either
True.
the cameras at the emergency caught the license plate of the car, something, because they also were going through the cars out there.
Well, yeah, because if you drop someone off at the ER that got shot, there will be blood in the car.
Yes.
So they were probably looking for DNA to match the car.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, to see which car took him and who owns that car.
Yeah.
Since it's not on the news, I'm assuming it's still under investigation because only the one from Thursday and you're in Fresno
Yeah,
keeps
because it was
appearing
so
in my
weird
search.
watching all those cars drive by my camera. I was like, something ain't right. I knew right then and there something was going on because where I live, it's on an off street, so there's not a lot of traffic. The main traffic is the people that live in my neighborhood. You know, so when I see five and six cars back to back going, you know, together, I mean, literally one right behind the other, I knew something was up. But I didn't see them. My camera didn't catch how they had all the street corner blocked over there. I had to see that when I went outside. And then I could see all those cars that just went by had all those streets blocked off so nobody could come through there.
Well, you're certainly not a boring listener. I'll give you
Right?
that.
Right? If shit
No.
didn't go on right before I get on the podcast, then shit goes on during the podcast.
True. Yeah, so I'm glad. Well, somebody said it was Gina that noticed your chat message on
He
Friday, so.
did. He did. Gina, I just remember Gina saying, Lana, are you safe? Be safe or something.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God, wait, hold on. Let's pause this for a second. There's more serious
Yes.
stuff to talk about.
I was like, I just want to make sure they see this, you know, because I don't know where those goddamn shots are coming from.
And then of course me, I'm all like, I'm more concerned about, oh my God, we gotta get her on and listen, talk to her. It'll be good
Right?
radio.
So we
Right.
can calm her nerves down.
And you know what? It did, because that kind of kept me focused. All I was doing was talking to you guys, and I swear I was just listening and waiting to hear sirens,
Yeah.
you know, or
No,
the police helicopter or something. But then I thought about it and I said, oh, I bet you that's what they did. They dropped them off. They dumped them like trash.
Yeah, it's still probably under investigation if nothing is like reported on their face on their Fresno Police
Yeah, for
Department
sure.
Facebook
And
or on the
I've
news.
noticed that it's real quiet over there, real quiet.
True. George, anything else you want to say before we end it?
No, I think we covered it all because we had the throuple and
Oh, I mean, I guess the only thing I was saying in Thrubble is like it's obvious it like it you know it come it went kablooey, but we all saw that coming a mile away, so it was no surprise that that was going to happen.
it had to happen that way because they weren't actually going to get divorced or anything. So yeah, they had to leave, making sure that it ended when they left. So that yeah, no one was surprised at right at the end and how they weren't speaking and how they're not going to continue the relationship. That was surprising because we knew that the throuple was a gimmick, and the gimmick had to end when they left Mexico. So yeah, we knew what was coming.
And Imani could not deal with the fact that she picked her husband and not her. She couldn't handle that.
True.
She could not handle that shit. She didn't understand it.
Yeah, so no, that's why when like I don't know if you recall, but like I forget when it was, like Matt D my I did some meme where I was like goofing on them, and then Matt like DM me to like complain, and then I was like, well, I know this shit's gonna is a bogus ass relationship throuple bullshit anyways. So and he's like, well, you b just wait and watch. I'm like, well, once I wait and watch and it fucking blows up in your face, then they're gonna come apologize for this bullshit DM. So then I
Exactly.
blocked it. Then I blocked his ass. So
We
yeah.
did wait and watch. We predicted this.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
What was the point of watching if we already knew what was gonna happen? I think that's what annoyed him, that we figured out his BS storyline before we weren't even halfway through the season and we knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, and it's like when your storyline is that obvious, like you're not allowed to complain about people goofing on your bullshit storyline.
I think
Yeah.
that's why he got so triggered on you, Shibuti, because everything you said was true.
Exactly.
And he couldn't deal with that.
And I, for some reason, like it depends on what mood you catch me in, but he caught me at a time when like I was in a fighting mood, so then I kind of went at him in the DMs.
Yeah, every now and then you feel like clapping back at somebody. I usually don't, but every now and then, like you said, you catch me at a angry moment in time. I
You
will.
know, and then I don't really want to get into the whole story, but I just want to say like there was a Redditor that made up a bullshit story that I like doxed them, which is all horseshit. And then all of Reddit was like giving me shit for like over the weekend. And then when I realized it was like a made up story, I finally did a post on my account to defend myself. But it just shows all the horseshit on Reddit and all the assholes that like read anything on Reddit and believe it. I just want to say fuck y'all. And my real fans know that I wouldn't do some shit like that.
Exactly. I don't fuck with Reddit. I don't fuck with it. It says red for a reason. I don't fuck with it.
I agree. I agree. It's that's where people go to lie,
Yes.
or crap, and it's like, yeah, I don't mess with it either. It's such a toxic environment, and you can post anything you want without proof, and I hate that about it.
Right.
Yeah, and
It's
like
all allegedlies, and they don't even claim it to be allegedly.
Yeah, and like, and I know, there's a lot of animal lovers out there, and I'm pro animal, obviously. But like, if you know, what really annoys me is like when somebody has like a dog avatar on Instagram, and they have like 5 followers, and they have to like announce that they're about to unfollow you, like I'm about to unfollow you now, and they're like 5 followers with their dog avatar. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Let me just block you.
Right.
It's not an airplane. No need to announce your departure or arrival. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this. This is a crazy question, but have you guys noticed on Threads how it starts telling you that you're following all these people that you're not following?
Yeah, I noticed that the other day. And then they said with one button, you could follow all the people or something.
Wait.
That's crazy. I don't like that shit.
I
It
didn't.
has me following people that I don't even know. It's saying,
Yeah.
you just followed this person. Now I'm thinking maybe if you like their post, you it automatically follows you. I don't
I don't know. I think it just ties into your Instagram. So if you
know.
follow like oh tons of people on Instagram, then you open your threads, it'll say, "Hey, do you want to follow all the people you follow on Instagram?" To a sort of thing.
Yeah, that's it does that. If you follow them on Instagram and then they open a Threads, you automatically start following them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That happened to me because I was following people on Instagram, and then whenever they make a Threads, like say they never had one, the second they
Right.
make one, you automatically start following their account.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
That makes sense. Thanks.
anyways, I guess let's save, assuming we're doing a Hunt for Love episode tomorrow, I guess let's save some energy for that.
Yeah, probably will because I think it's back to an hour again. So yeah, it'll be a pretty
It
easy,
is an hour.
yeah, a little
Good.
easy quick show tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for sticking with us. And again, if you read anything bullshit against us, it's probably horseshit anyway. So
Oh, it
yeah,
is.
fuck all that. So
I'll
anyway.
defend you guys to the nines. I dare a motherfucker.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just it's so it was some bullshit. And yeah, people are fucking psychotic and that's about it. But just stick with the 90 Day Fiancé Friday's posse, you'll be fine.
That's right.
Yeah. So I guess I'll do my cheesy outro. And oh yeah, and then again shout out to people like supporters like Coco Puff and shout out to Jenny from Toronto and everyone else and obviously Lana. So I guess I'll do my cheesy outro. Thank you everybody for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a
On a Sunday.
Sunday.
Peace out,
Bye, guys.
everybody.
Bye. Good night.